Since Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf released his proposed budget earlier this week, there's been a lot of speculation about who wins and who loses under his tax plan. Well, to try to sift through the noise and provide some concrete examples, our producer, Shai Ben-Yaakov, introduces us to two of his friends.
Well, that's right, Dave. First, let me tell you about my friend Suburban Joe. Now, Joe, as his name would suggest, lives in the suburbs, specifically Springfield, Delaware County. Joe pulls down a cool $140K a year as an associate at Schneider Harrison, one of the big law firms in town. He owns his home, which is worth about $400,000 on the open market. Joe is subject to four major taxes that would be affected by Governor Wolf's budget. Number one, the property tax. And since Joe lives in Springfield Township, he can expect his property tax bill to go down by almost 20% under Governor Wolf's plan. Number two, the state income tax. Under Wolf's plan, this goes up for everyone earning income in Pennsylvania. Number three, since Joe works in Philadelphia, he's subject to the Philadelphia wage tax. This will go down under Wolf's plan. And number four, the sales tax. Now, this one is complicated, but it's definitely going to go up for Joe, though just how much is a little difficult to say.
Now, hold on, Shai. I thought you were here to determine whether Joe would pay more or less in taxes under Wolf's plan. How can you do that without solid sales tax numbers?
Hang on, Dave. I'm getting there. So back to the property tax. A typical tax bill for a homeowner in Joe's town is about 1 2/3% of the home price. Now, for Joe, that's $6,680 a year. Under the new plan, he'd save about $1,200 on that total. But Joe's state income taxes are going to get jacked up, about $900 a year. However, Joe gets a more than $500 break on his Philadelphia wage tax.
Which brings us back to that fluid sales tax.
Right. So under Wolf's plan, sales tax moves up from 6% to 6.6%. I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics to crunch these numbers. They have average spending for someone with Joe's income. What makes this complicated is that Governor Wolf is proposing to add a whole bunch of taxable categories such as candy, newspapers, textbooks, and caskets. And while the statistics break down spending into categories like restaurant food and appliances, it's tough to get a handle on what the average American spends each year on, say, caskets.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
But I tried as best I could to fit these items into the categories that do exist. And I come up with, just hold on one second, an extra $720 Joe will spend in sales tax. Now, by the way, under Wolf's plan, legal services like those Joe provides might be taxed for the first time in Pennsylvania history. The partners at his firm probably aren't too happy about that.
Probably not, but what do you get when you balance it all out?
Joe actually saves a little bit of money, about $135 a year. But Dave, I think it's important to mention here that Joe is what we might call a double dipper. Since he pays both the property tax and the wage tax, he gets a break on both.
So what if he worked in the suburbs rather than in Philly?
Well, that changes things drastically. Since he's not getting that roughly $500 savings, instead of getting his taxes reduced, he'd pay about $400 more in taxes. Also, if Joe's a smoker, he'll pay even more because Governor Wolf is proposing a $1 a pack tax on smokes.
Shai, let's set aside Joe for a moment and move on to Urban Jane.
Yes, Urban Jane. Jane lives and works in Philadelphia. She is an associate public relations specialist at the Kimmel Center with her sights set on career advancement. Making $60,000 a year, she rents a two-bedroom apartment in Center City where she lives with her fixed-gear bike and her dog, Miss Fluffkins.
Ah, I think I'm seeing the picture.
Right, so unlike Joe, Jane is a renter, so she's not subject directly to the property tax, though that certainly factors into the rent she pays. So here we're really talking about the state income tax, city wage tax, and sales tax. Now, state income tax once again goes up, wage tax goes down, sales tax goes up, but not much because here we're only talking about the added categories driving up the total. And that's because, unlike the rest of the state, Philadelphia's sales tax rate isn't going up. It's staying at 8%.
So what's the damage?
Well, in this case, Jane is going to pay a little bit more, a little less than $300 more total. A couple of notes here, though. Jane is a relatively high earner for a renter. If she earned less than $50,000 a year, she'd get a $500 renter's credit. And that moves her from a total increase of about $300 to a decrease of around $200. Also, interestingly, if Jane is a smoker, her total burden is going down.
Interesting. Now, why would that be?
Well, because Philadelphia currently levies a $2 per pack tax on cigarettes. Under the Wolf Plan, that goes down to just a dollar.
Okay, so at this point, these are examples of two kinds of Pennsylvanians. Can we draw broader conclusions?
Yeah, I think in general we can say that low to middle income property owners will do really well under this plan because of the property tax reduction, even better if they work in Philadelphia. Many seniors will benefit from this plan if they're retired and own their property, because in many cases their retirement income isn't subject to the state income tax. High earners, on the other hand, will pay more because their property taxes won't be cut that much in the wealthy areas where they live, but those homeowners will still take a hit on their income and sales tax. Renters do okay if they qualify for the tax credit, but the big wild card here, Dave, is the sales tax. It's just not clear how these added categories will shake out.